True Confessions, Pat McClear, 23 March, in the year of the COVID-19 pandemic. I watch TV. More accurately, I often listen to the TV. The television is in the same room as my sewing machine. That's one of my happy places. Sitting at my sewing machine with a sporting competition on the television, it's perfect. When the sportscaster excitedly exclaims, "Can you believe it?" I take my foot off the pedal and watch the replay. Last year at this time, I opened up my storage box of fabric scraps, and while listening to and watching the women's D1 NCAA basketball tournament, I sewed scraps together and created my March Madness quilt. There was no pattern, no rules, and therefore no mistakes. Just fun with the machine and some great hoops, even though my team didn't win. In the past, there have been mistakes. Super Bowl 46, New England Patriots versus the New York Giants. The quilt I was working on did have a pattern that I messed up on. I covered the error with a large Patriots button and blamed it on Tom Brady. A few summers ago, Clay Buchholz was on the mound for the Sox while I was at the sewing machine. That's when I put the needle right through my thumb. Really. After that, each time Buchholz was to pitch, my sister Kathy would text, "Step away from the sewing machine." Good advice. Early this March, I was watching, listening to a game while ironing old T-shirts to use in a quilt. I melted a corner of one of the shirt's logos. Oops. How to mask that mistake? And which team do I blame it on? I had the quilt project all set up, then enter COVID-19 and exit March Madness. Now what will serve as background to my fabric play? My father, Charlie, was a young boy during the 1918 influenza pandemic. 80 years later, after my mother had died and he was living alone for the first time, he told me that he'd like to watch I Love Lucy and the Waltons at night so he could go to sleep smiling. Guess what? I found the Waltons. Now the saga of a large Depression-era family plays in harmony with the hum of my sewing machine. I think Grandma Walton would approve, as would my father. There's no broadcaster excitedly yelling, "Can you believe it?" And that's okay, because I haven't sewn anything upside down or backwards, and I haven't wounded myself. It's all good. And I go to sleep with a smile.